This is Patrick Hart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Viva Guadalupe. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and today I could not be more excited to be joined by my good friend, Mike Stark, the executive producer of the Truth and Life Audio Bible. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Bill.
It's always good to have you on the radio. I love spending time with you on air. So today we're just going to talk about the Truth and Life Audio Bible. I know we've done it once before, but boy, oh boy, is the app chock full of different stuff and more stuff now than it was before we talked a few years ago, right?
I wonder why. Who helped to add that content?
Well, you know,
self-promotion here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't like to do the self-promotion, but let's just talk a little bit about the app in general for those people who know nothing about it.
And let me shamelessly promote our new content that you provided for us, since you don't want to do it for yourself.
Yes, that's fine. But yeah, of course. Go ahead. So tell us a little about what the app is first.
Well, to start with, we've got the audio for the whole New Testament performed. It's a dramatized audio Bible. So it's like radio theater. So you have the sound effects and you have the people not just reading but acting out the scenes, so you can tell when somebody's, you know, running and they're lost their breath or whatever the people are doing, whether the Pharisees are being real difficult, as they often were,
right?
Or you just hear the different voices of the different people in the Bible, whether it's Caiaphas complaining to Pontius Pilate about the sign above Jesus' head, or whether it's Jesus telling his mother that it's not my time at the marriage of Cana.
Right, right. Yeah, this has got a great soundtrack, too. It's really very engaging. This whole thing is dramatized, as you said. That's the word to use, right? So you've also spearheaded adding a whole bunch of new stuff to the app as well. The app, of course, has the text there, too. You know, we
right.
talk about the audio, but the text, you've got the Ignatius Study Bible in there and a bunch of other cool stuff.
We started with the audio 7 years ago, seven being biblical, of the New Testament, with the voices of Sean Astin, Kristen Bell, Blair Underwood, Michael York, Neil McDonough as Jesus, Brian Cox as the voice of God. And then we've got Malcolm McDowell as Caiaphas, Ned Bellamy as Pontius Pilate. So we've got a great cast of well-known actors and actresses that have lent their voice talent to this project. And then we came along with creating an app for it. Our friends down in Texas, Futuresoft, created this wonderful app that allows us to pair the audio with the text so you can follow along as you go. And then, of course, our friends at Ignatius have added the Ignatius Study Bible, so that anything that's underlined in the contents, you just tap on that and you get Dr. Scott Hahn's commentary on the different parts of the Bible. For instance, I'll just go to the marriage at Cana, where the wine failed, and where he reflects on the fact that this is not only Jesus' first miracle, but the wine failing. Jesus obviously turned the water to wine, but it was not his time, but it was his first miracle. And Mary was concerned for the wedding, the bride and the groom, and she may have been a relative of the wedding party. So that's mm-hmm. that's the kind of morsels that you get in the Ignatius Study Bible. And then we've got many other websites that we've connected to it, such as Bishop Barron's Word on Fire, and I highly, highly, highly recommend Word Made Clear by Father Jim McElhone. Bishop Barron, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, don't be mad at me for pubbing him more than you, but you get a lot of pub anyways. And Father Mac, as you know, he's just a priest here in Chicago, but Cardinal George couldn't have spoke higher of him and his knowledge of the Bible. So he basically breaks down, and this is free, the biblical origins of the Mass
yep.
and the four Gospels. He's breaking every story down into a 30-minute discussion on the woman at the well, or Peter's denial, the passion. He breaks down each gospel differently, each story, so you have a lot of information on the Bible that, you know, you wouldn't normally get.
Right.
And you don't have to read it. You can listen to him, and he's got a PowerPoint in there and maps and charts and all kinds of fun stuff as well.
Yeah, it truly is an engaging app. And, of course, you've got the Steubenville stuff in there now, the Steubenville conferences. So as kids and, you know, this youth ministry stuff, as young people are listening to this, know that you got all the Steubenville talks right in the app as well.
Right. We work with Steubenville, and they promote Truth and Life pretty heavily with our conferences. But we have all their great conference talks, and they're adding more as we go. As an app is a growing and living and breathing piece of media. So more talks will be added, and some of the other stuff might be deleted as we go along. We've got, it's available in Spanish, and now there's some Spanish audio as well. It's not dramatized like the English version, but it is a reader, so you can immediately click it over to Spanish if you want to listen to it in Spanish, or you've got relatives that maybe would love to hear the Bible. And then we did something else. It's got the daily mass readings, but we did something with the Stations of the Cross. Yeah, somebody suggested Bill Snyder, since he probably won't take credit for this, but he suggested, you suggested, I'm talking to the listeners, yeah, sure. I'm saying he suggested, but you suggested that we do something with the Stations of the Cross a year ago during Lent. And so we got our good friend Father Jim Kubicki from the Apostleship of Prayer to pray it. Your voice is part of it as well. And then we use the audio from the Truth and Life for the 14 scriptural Stations of the Cross, which, Bill, you can tell the audience, I know what it is, but...
Yeah, sure. So the scriptural Stations of the Cross are created by St. John Paul II, Pope John Paul II, and they focus on all the scriptural points, because the traditional Stations of the Cross don't have, scripture. Not all of them are found in scripture. We have, you know, Veronica wiping the face of Jesus. Unfortunately, that didn't make scripture. It made church tradition. So St. John Paul II wanted to do something a little more scriptural. So I think it was in 1992 or 93, yep, when he did the scriptural Stations of the Cross,
Good
one
Friday.
Good Friday.
Yep.
And the USCCB was kind enough to let us take their adaptation of it and just read it into the app. And then what we did was we took the audio from the audio Bible for the scriptural readings. So you really do feel inserted into it. It was a lot of fun to produce it. I enjoyed producing it for the app. And it's just one of those things that, you know, if you're looking for a contact point in your faith, it's simple, it's easy to make. It's what, 20 minutes? It's a car ride from, you know,
right,
home to somewhere else. You know, it's super easy to listen
22.
To. 22 minutes. That's right. Sorry. It's 22 minutes of audio. I should know that, considering I made the final audio file. But it's a fantastic way just to engage with the station. It doesn't have to be during Lent. You know, everybody goes, "Oh, I got to pray the Stations. It's Lent." You can pray the Stations anytime. Jesus would be happy if you did that. And what a better way than to do it with a bunch of amazing actors and actresses that portray and awaken the gospel, in your heart in the way that Truth and Life Bible only can do. In fact, I mean, the Pope even comes out and says, Truth and Life is a great app. So
well, we've got both popes, because we got the original endorsement from Pope Emeritus Benedict,
right,
and then Francis has said this is something everybody should have. Little known fact, it's just in the Holy Spirit's hands. And then earlier this year, folks, Bill came to me and said, we should get a reflection. Actually, it was last year, because I remember dealing with Father Schmitz on this. Father Mike Schmitz is a good friend of mine, and most of you know him from the talks he does, the short little Facebook talks or YouTube videos he does for Ascension Press. But he's a good friend of mine and talked at many conferences, youth conferences. And if you're lucky enough to hear him, he's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
And you go to Focus and his room is packed, the line's packed. It's like he's the only star in the room. Everyone wants to see him. But I went to him because you, Bill, suggested that we have a reflection on the Stations of the Cross, or on the Passion of the Christ, to go along with our Stations of the Cross. And I asked him for 30 minutes, because you suggested we make this, fit into a nice little package of about 50 minutes or so. And I asked him, and he says, oh, geez, you really want me? I mean, can't you get anyone better? Bishop Barron wasn't available. I said, no, he wasn't, because I did check.
Yeah, right.
But I told him that. But I didn't call anyone after that. You were the guy. And he's like, oh, I'm so honored. I'll do this. So anyway, he did it. And it took him a while to get around to it, because he's so busy with his schedule. But he did it. And then he calls me and he says, oh, I'm so sorry. He says, I went way over. I went 50 minutes, 51 minutes on this thing. I know you wanted 30, so you're going to have to edit it. And I said, look, I'm going to let it go the way it is. The Holy Spirit Spirit touched you with what he wanted to be said. And, you know, it stands on its own. And I listen to it. It says, truly amazing. We paired the two together, and it is in the app. We didn't raise the cost in the app when we, because the app itself works as it's free, and you get Mark's Gospel for free, so you can listen to that. If you like it, you can buy the rest of the audio for $20. Same thing with the Ignatius Study Bible. You can buy the Ignatius Study Bible, you can try it in Mark, and you can buy the rest of it for $20. If you get the audio and the study Bible together at the same time, it's a combined price of $30, one-time charge, as we add content in the Old Testament. That's no additional charge. This is a $3 charge, as it was just for the Stations of the Cross, because we needed to we need to pay to have this stuff produced. We need to make, not that you charge so much, Bill, because there's very little in it for you and me, but the point is to keep something like this up and running and maintain it. It costs money. And Father Schmitz didn't want any money for it either. So basically, we just added his additional 50 minutes. And this is a talk that everybody should hear because he talks about when Jesus really began his ministry and salvation. And it, he said it goes back to the Garden of Eden, and now he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. So, and the way he gets there and the talks, the personal confirmations and what he goes through in his reflection on this is absolutely amazing, and I think it's something everyone should get. And that's an additional $3. But again, you get it, and you've got it, and you're good.
Yeah, and as Mike said, you know, I mean, the amazing thing is that all of these people are not out for themselves in this project. They're out for the glory of God and reaching you and getting the message and the gospel into your hands. This is quite possibly the easiest way to put the gospel in your hands. It, you can carry the Bible. You can carry all these amazing resources that you have. I mean, the daily mass readings, everything is right there. My own mom, you know, she'll kill me for saying this on the air, you know, as she listens to this, but she will use her phone during daily mass with your app on it so that she can follow along, you know, the readings and at least read them in the pew right before. You know, it's there's a real good thing about this app. It just is accessible. It's easy. I use it in teaching high schoolers, you know, and using it to just in my own personal prayer life. I always like to share this. I think I told you this, Mike, that I listened to the 40-day reading plan right there during Lent. Every morning last year for Lent, or maybe 2 years ago for Lent, I listened to the whole thing in my shower every morning. Every day was a new day in my shower. Every day I was praying in the shower. So yeah, I mean, you can do that with this app. I mean, you can do so much with this app.
Yeah, just make sure you don't slip. Well, that's another thing that Father McAlone created, so I give the kudos to him. He created a 40-day reading program. So during Lent, if you read or listen to two chapters a day during Lent, you will have read all four Gospels, and it takes 4 years for you to get, well, you don't really get John, but in bits and pieces. But I mean, honestly, this way you'll get all three Gospels and John as well. You'll have all four Gospels done in the 46 days of Lent. So instead of giving up junk food or whatever vice it is that you're giving up that you'll probably go right back to as soon as Lent is over, like so many people do, the suggestion here is that you listen to, starting, you know, on Ash Wednesday, two chapters a day. And the cool thing is, if you forgot, you know, if you had a can of pop or a beer or whatever, and that's what you gave up, you're like, oh God, I'm sorry, I'll do a better job next year. Here, you just, tomorrow you just owe us four chapters. You owe the Lord four chapters. You're right back on track to be where you need to be. So you'll have read all four Gospels, and then hopefully you can continue after Lent is over with the Acts of the Apostles. And I know that I finished the Acts and I started getting into the rest of the Bible. I lost it somewhere, but it wasn't, I went for probably another 30 days after Lent, and then I just got distracted, went on vacation, and I was like, oh yeah, crap. But I've listened to the whole thing anyway many times. So, but I'm just saying, for people that want to improve their prayer life, it's very good, even if, as you said, you just go to the daily readings and reflect on those. And especially if you go to it before you go to Mass, if you're going to Mass on Sunday, if you listen to it in the car or play it in the car, the gospel, at least for the kids, because then that's what the priest is going to talk about in about 20 minutes. So you've got a sort of a prepper for that. And then you go in, and it may sink in better and resonate better with you if you have an idea what's coming.
Yeah, and it's truly a great a great way to prepare for Mass, great way just to live Catholic life. You know, people are surprised. You know, Catholics don't, we always talk about, you know, in our conversations, Mike, that Catholics don't always, you know, consume the Bible. But this, you know, people are surprised when, you consume the Bible this way. You know, I was on a train one time in downtown Chicago coming back, and here I am on the, you know, reading, they're talking with somebody, and somebody goes, the Bible says this. And I go, oh, well, actually, here, let me pull it up. And they go, oh, wait, you got the Bible on your phone? I said, we had a great conversation, you know. And so this is an evangelization tool you need to have in your pocket. But I also need to take a quick break. So we got to do that, and then we come back and continue our conversation with Mike Stark. So right after this, we'll come back here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
This is Martha Fernandez-Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by RememberYouAreLoved.com. How much are you worth in God's eyes? You are precious. You are priceless. God so loved you that He actually created you out of love. Imagine that. God, who was sufficient unto Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from all eternity, He had no need of me. He had no need of you. And yet, in the mystery of God's love, He needed you. He needed me. He brought you into existence because He thought you into existence out of love. So you are so precious in God's eyes that He created you out of love, to love you on earth and bring you into His eternal love for all eternity, to love you on and on and on. For more on love, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe. Now back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio, where we sow hope into broken hearts. And today I am talking with Mike Stark, my good friend and a person I collaborate with in media and ministry, and just a great person. We're talking about his audio Bible, the Truth and Life audio Bible. If you haven't heard about it, you've been living under our. You can hear it. That's right. You can hear it. It's amazing. But we want to talk a little bit about how this Bible is practically changing lives, because it really is. If you put this into practice in your life, as Mike teased right before the break, he was talking about just this, that this app, you know, is accessible, it's easy to use, it's in your hands.
I was talking about it, but
the idea is that it effectively changes lives. It really does. So, Mike, tell us some stories of people that you've run into that have come up to you at all these different conferences like CMN that say, this changed my life.
Well, I was at Focus this past January, where there was about 15,000 college kids down in San Antonio, and this nun came running around, gives me this big hug and telling me that I changed her life. And I'm like, wait a minute, how long have you been a nun? And she's been a nun for like 25 years, but I said, well, this Bible's only existed for seven. And she says, no, you don't understand. I said, no, I don't. Why don't you enlighten me? And she said, I listened to St. Paul, and I never had a love for his letters and what he did. You know, because reading and hearing are two different things. And she said, I listened to him over and over again. I love St. Paul, and I just have this amazing love for him. And to which I told Tony Makis, who's a local guy, he's an older gentleman here in Chicago who did the voice of St. Paul. He was also the judge in the Untouchables movie. He put Robert De Niro as Al Capone behind jail, but behind bars.
Oh, wow.
But I told him, and he started to cry. And he said, that's the most wonderful compliment I've ever gotten. I said, but you did an amazing job. I'd already told him that Bishop Barron spoke very well of his reflection as St. Paul, and thought that, you know, he was, you know, religiously trained for this. And he said, no, I'm not. He said, but what I would do before I would go in the recording box was I'd pray to Our Lady and to the Holy Spirit to touch me and to make sure that I represented them correctly. So that was the Holy Spirit talking. It wasn't me. So that is how he affected our production of the Truth and Life Bible with such a great faith-filled performance, and how it's reached out to priests and nuns and who knows who else. I mean, obviously a lot of people, but when you have a nun come up saying you changed their life and they've been a nun, it's like, how do you change a nun's life? They're growing in their faith as in their vocation, and this is something that she can take out and tell people about, because obviously being at a youth conference, she was talking to people. So that's one instance that really kind of blew me away, because I didn't see that one coming.
No, and that's a beautiful part about this whole app, is that, you know, when the accessibility makes it to be at any moment when the Holy Spirit can step in, right? I mean, because it's so accessible, the Holy Spirit can step into a moment, you know, and explain something. The Holy Spirit can step into a moment and make it, you know, relevant, or make it work, or, you know, whatever. And that's just so beautiful, Mike. You've done an amazing job putting all this together. I'm so happy that I'm part of working with your, working with your Bible, and I hope to be able to develop more and more stuff with you.
I'm always open to your suggestions, because they're all good, and I just I have to stop you. And you know, the credit goes to the wonderful group of people that I am blessed to be part of a team with, and that's Carl Amari above all, who created this wonderful arrangement of talent with the artists and the ability to produce this, because he produced it, and Raymond Arroyo, who had a lot of connections to help get this thing facilitated within the church, and to Cardinal Dolan, who got us the imprimatur, and to Pope Benedict for endorsing it himself. And just the team at FutureSoft, Tim and Lance Farrell, Arturo Menendez, all the people, you yourself, Father Mike Schmitz, all the actors, all the talent that was there. Basically, I'm the voice of it because I'm a marketing guy, but I was just planning on being a silent partner and just funding this. I did not have any expectations to be the guy doing the interviews on radio and television, going to all these conferences and being a public speaker and all the other stuff that I'm doing as a result of this. Heck, I even get a TV show out of the deal.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mike? The Holy Spirit had this in mind for you, and it's truly up right up your alley. And, dare I ask you, I'm sure the whole Bible is your favorite, but do you have any favorite scriptures that you want to share with listeners?
Oh, my favorite scripture is no prophet is acceptable in his own town or country, because I think so many people up in Lake Forest kind of took me for granted. Our bishop, who was our former pastor, was the only bishop that was just kind of like, okay, that's nice, Bishop Rassus. Whereas I've got guys, bishops all over the country writing me letters telling me how great I am, and I'm not that egotistical, but I'm just like, well, I was so excited to present this to Bishop Rassus, and he's like, oh, that's nice, Michael. When are you going to do it in Spanish? I'm like, okay, well, now we've done it in Spanish, so now he's a little happier, but I'm just saying. But I just thought he was the guy I was most excited to present it to, him and my pastor at the time, and they're just kind of like, oh, that's nice. Whereas I've got other people like, Mike Stark, you made this. I'm like, I didn't, but I mean, I wanted that reaction from them.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite. Absolutely my favorite is no prophet is acceptable in his own country or town. because I'm not. But I don't care. I'm not looking for credit, but I'm just saying that seems to be appropriate. And just my main, the way I live my life is to treat others as you want to be treated. That's right, it. Out of the Ten Commandments. Glorify God in your life and in your work, and treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's and download Jesus.
That's right. DownloadJesus.com is the best way to get the app or learn more about it. Although the app stores, you know, all you have to do is search Truth and Life and sift through the other stuff. But yeah, it's wonderful. Young people today out there listening to this, because this is truly a, you know, youth and young adult ministry that I've kind of, you know, loved to talk to. I like to talk to that audience. You know, read the Bible, use the Bible, download the Bible, because this
hear the Bible.
Hear the Bible.
It talks to you. And that's the thing Archbishop Lestecki up in Milwaukee said. He said that you really experience the Bible in this way and in no other way, because you you feel like you're walking with the apostles. If you close your eyes and meditate and listen to this, you actually can place yourself in that scene. And one other quick comment I want to make is the blind people that have been touched by this. I mean, I thought right out of the box that this would be such a great tool for blind people, and it really has been. I mean, the joy that you see on these people, because if anyone's ever seen a Braille Bible, you know the book that the priest has on the altar during Mass, that big thing in the, you know, in the beautiful casing? Well, figure twice that big and probably twice that heavy, and if you've got little old ladies or whoever you're dealing with, it's just a very cumbersome thing for them to do. And now they know how to work apps, but being for them to be able to hear it, I could care less about the app. These people are able to receive the Bible. Mm-hmm. People that are laying in bed that are, you know, sick, they can listen. They can't read it. Or if they've got a care provider that doesn't speak good English,
right,
they're experiencing the Bible. This may be the last thing they hear.
It might be.
It might be the last thing they hear. And then also in prison ministry, I've been able to share this, and you take it for granted. Yeah. A lot of these young people that are in prison are illiterate. They don't know how to read, and they don't know Jesus because they never grew up in that. Now they're in a cage for however long the state or wherever they are determined that they're going to be in this cage. Now, what are you going to do with your life? And some of these kids, you know, find Jesus. They try. And this is another way for them to receive it, since some of them don't know how to read.
Right. And you know, there's so many different ways to outreach this. So, I mean, I think basically what you're saying, what we're saying is the possibilities are limitless. Do you want to give any contact information to reach out to you or just download the apps?
I'm on Facebook, and we've got Truth and Life pages. I'm Mike Stark, and it's very simple. I've got a picture right now of me with Sister Pauline from the Little Sisters of the Poor. I did a show with them, but but Mike Stark, and I'm in Lake Forest, Illinois, so that's easy. I would just say download the Bible, so you can download it. You can go to www.downloadjesus.com. You got to spell out the word download, because some people just put in the name Jesus, and then they get all kinds of stuff. So our website is downloadjesus.com. .net.org. So we've got all three of them.
Awesome, Mike. It's always so awesome to talk with you. I'm sure we'll be doing this again and again and again. It's awesome to be with you and awesome to talk about the Truth and Life Audio Bible. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Bill. You do great work. God bless you.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, may God bless you and keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about this program or Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org. That's patchworkheart.org. Or email info@patchworkheart.org.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.